Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Sandy C. from Maui, Hawaii, and welcome to Catch the Wave and Save a Life radio show. I'm super excited about today. This is we have been off the air for a while, and I'm very happy that we're back on. Well, I have a lot to share with my listeners today about what is going on and what I'm doing. I'm going to be talking today about World Impact Solutions and how they are making an impact across the world by saving the lives of children. I'm also going to be talking about going to Ethiopia in October and how a lot of doors and a lot of divine appointments have happened over the last couple of months in regards to that. And I'm going to be sharing my journey over the next few months before I go there, and then, of course, after I get there and come back, I will be sharing my story about all the places I've seen and the people I met. So super excited about what is happening right now in my life. Very excited to have Michael Smith on board with me on the radio show today. Michael, welcome aboard.
Well, good morning. How are you, Sandy?
I am really, really good. I'm very good. It's good to hear your voice and be back on the air again. We've been off for a while, but really happy to be back here on Mondays at 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time. And then, of course, we all sprang forward, so I cannot – it's hard for me to even keep track. I think it's 1 o'clock your time in Texas.
It is 1 o'clock central in Texas here. And I was trying to think what it is in Ethiopia. I think it's about 3 in the afternoon over there. So.
Yeah, you know, I put them in my world clock, so they're 13 hours ahead of me.
Yep, they're 8 hours ahead of me.
Yeah.
So you're Thursday.
Yeah,
well,
they're
it's
quite
great
ahead
to be on.
There.
Thanks for having me on this morning on the relaunch of your show. And I too, am excited about World Impact Solutions. And I, too, am going to Ethiopia in October with Sandy. And we've got a few people that have inquired about going with us. So wait to see what God does and who he takes. It'll be Sandy's first trip to Africa and to Ethiopia. And I've been blessed to actually lived in Ethiopia as a young boy. So you know my story, Sandy. And I love going back and have been blessed to go back often. And not often enough, though. So I'm looking forward.
When's the last time you've been there, Michael?
Actually, it's been the longest between trips. It was in October of 2010. So it's 6 years this October.
Oh, wow.
My son and I went over and to attend the wedding of my Ethiopian daughter, Jerusalem, and her husband. And since then, she's had two children, a boy and a girl. I haven't even seen the grandkids. So that's going to be a great trip. Celebrate their sixth anniversary, wedding anniversary in October. And so I can't wait
wow.
to get back. And chatted with her just recently online. And it's an amazing country. And I'm looking forward to introducing you there. And where we're going over the next few months, we can tell people about some of the ministries we'll be working with. And hopefully we can get some guests on that are associated with those ministries, Make Your Mark,
mm-hmm.
and No Child Left Behind, and some other wonderful ministries that we'll be visiting, and some orphanages we'll be visiting in October. So I know you are
mm-hmm.
excited. I can feel it every time you text me or call me.
It's really, you know, I had such a divine appointment yesterday. It really blew my mind. It's funny how God works, because when he wants you to go somewhere, he'll keep bringing people into your life that are either working there or living there or somehow involved with that area. And yesterday I had, well, 2 days ago, you had tagged me on a post on Instagram with Ingrid Olson. She has an Instagram account called Reach for His Kid. And she was going to be doing a live feed on Facebook talking about her trip to Ethiopia just a couple of weeks ago. She was just there, so I was really intrigued because I wanted to know what her thoughts were about it. And so I ended up tuning in yesterday, watched her for about 30, 45 minutes, asked some questions, watched her live feed, and just, you know, really, really intrigued. Checked out her website, Partners with Ethiopia, and the work that they're doing over there. And then I actually posted a video of myself on Instagram talking about going to Ethiopia, talking about this radio show and stuff, doing some promotion. And then a friend of mine here in Haiku, she lives 5 minutes away from me, commented on the feed and said, "Are you going to Ethiopia with my sister?" And I was like, "Who is your sister? And I want to know what she's doing, you know." And she says, "Well, my sister's the one that you just watched on the Facebook live feed." So yeah, so that freaked me out. I was like, "Oh my gosh, that was your sister?" She goes, "Yeah, I thought you knew that." And I said, "No, I did not know that that was your sister." So I was just so floored. What a small world, you know? I mean, it's such a small world. And so her and I started up a conversation. We're going to actually talk on the phone today. She's president of the company Partners, of the organization, a nonprofit called Partners with Ethiopia. They are they help the widows and the orphans over there. They have about 300 children that they sponsor. They're looking for more sponsorships, and I'm praying about that. And probably going to sponsor a child through their program. Love what they're doing. But she, her and I just hit it off right away, and I just thought how amazing God is to bring people into my life that are on the ground there doing things and setting up these divine appointments. So super excited about the ministries we're going to visit, the people we're going to get to meet, and how they're making an impact over there. And then, of course, you know, how World Impact Solution ties all into this in regards to saving the lives of children all over the planet. And how everybody can really get involved in that. So we're going to be talking about that on the show today as well. But Ethiopia just has my heart. I haven't even been there yet, but I'm just like, I'm so drawn to that area of Africa. And the people there are just, I don't know, I look at the pictures and I'm just, it's just like love at first sight. It's so amazing to see how God is really putting a passion in my heart for that area of Africa and how he's really laying the floor plans of putting people in my path to just bring that dream alive. So for those of you who are listening, please go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. You can learn more about my story. I am going to be writing my story and my journey over the next few months. I have an amazing website there. You can check out my page, World Impact Solutions, and what we're doing there. And but it's catchthewavehawaii.com. Also, if you're at your website right now at the station here on Blog Talk Radio, there's a link to World Impact Solutions right there in the description of the show. And then there's also the link to Catch the Wave Hawaii in the description of the show of this show as well. We are going to be doing this show every Monday, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time. The show is recorded for playback. Please feel free to listen back. Play for your friends. Help us get the word out because we really do need, we need help. You know, we need a lot of help. There's major stuff happening around the world right now that are in, there are dire situations. Ethiopia is suffering one of the worst droughts in 30 years. I've been following this story pretty closely. I saw a blog the other day that a gentleman interviewed, an 87-year-old man born and raised in Ethiopia, has never seen this as long as he's been alive. And crops are dying. It's dust. It's literally dust fields. No crops. Animals are dying. And there's no water. And there's no food. And people are suffering. So really excited to be shining a light on this area with what's going on. I don't think the world media is really addressing this issue as much as they should, because this is a very, very bad situation that they're in. More people are going to die due to the situation over there. And I'm really happy that we are shining a light on this area of the country in Africa, because they are really suffering a drought like they've never seen. So I want to encourage all of you, please go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com, see how you can get involved, hear my story, and I'll be writing more week to week. I've got another article in the works right now I'm going to be sharing, and just super excited about what Michael and I are going to be doing over there in October. I need help to raise funds. I'm working on that right now. You can do that by going to my website there. Also, if you purchase with World Impact Solutions, we're going to talk more about that now on how you can get involved. But you can also save the lives of children and help me get to Africa at the same time. So it's a win-win situation for everybody's involved. And we appreciate any support that you guys could give us out there. So, Michael, I want you to just kind of talk a little bit about, give an overview of what World Impact Solutions is doing, and then we'll move into the way they can get involved and how they can give how they can purchase these products, these life-saving products to save the children all over the planet. So I'll let you kind of give an overview, and then I'll talk about the product.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I've been involved with some gentlemen now going on for a few years. World Impact Solutions is a new company, and it's they like to say that they are a conscious, cause-driven company, and I believe they are. Sandy's Catch the Wave and I are affiliates of that company, and we are marketing their products. They manufacture and distribute life-saving products that are literally dramatically lowering the death rates, primarily among children under the age of 5. As you study this, and I have and Sandy has, this issue of children dying every 5 seconds somewhere in the world of something completely and totally preventable, World Impact Solutions has come up with the solutions, those solutions to help lower those death rates. So that's it, very simple. They have identified three areas, the three primary areas of those children every 5 seconds dying. Malnutrition is one. Over 2 billion people, not only children, suffer from malnutrition around the world. Sandy mentioned the drought in Ethiopia. The United Nations recently issued an alert, if you want to call it that, of between 450,000 and 500,000 children under 5 in Ethiopia are suffering from, these are United Nations words, acute severe malnutrition, and in fact are on possibly death's door. So malnutrition is the big one. Malaria, or vector-borne diseases. Everybody now, I'm sure, has heard of Zika as well, but in Africa, malaria is still the primary cause of death. Every year, over 200 million new cases of malaria are reported. And then the third area that World Impact Solutions has addressed is clean water. Every 21 seconds, a child dies of water-related issues somewhere around the world, drinking contaminated, filthy water. In some cases, they're little, and in Ethiopia, there is no water at this point. But what they do get is usually stagnant if they can find it. And there are some wonderful organizations. By the way, Sandy, we talk about how so much needs to be impact. But let me just take a quick second. I'm going to turn it back over to you. Those are the three areas that we've identified in our products. But there is a lot of great things going on. And people are making a difference around the world. And you and I are focusing on the Horn of Africa. But it is, we hear every, right now we're seeing the largest migration of refugees in the world since World War II, and 43,000, I saw this number yesterday, 43,000 a day are being displaced. But I'm getting off track here. There are some great things. The UN is there. World Health Organization is there. UNICEF is there. We are going as two individuals, and you were on, and I too watched Ingrid just got back from Ethiopia. There's so many people stepping up, and not only in Ethiopia, but all over the world. Vietnam, World Impact Solutions is impacting children's lives in Vietnam and Haiti and Guatemala and Uganda, Kenya, South Africa, and growing. But that's what this company does. And Sandy and I have tied our horses to this company as affiliates. And why don't you talk about some of the amazing products that the World Impact Solution manufactures?
Yeah, you know, the first thing that I'm going to talk about is the micronutrient pack. Basically, they're in powder form. They come in a small little packet. They're a food-based intervention supplement that provides a complete daily dose of the 15 essential vitamins and minerals needed to treat deficiencies with no changes in the food practices. These micronutrient packs, the thing that I love, they're approved in every nation of the world. They come in easy-to-use, convenient sachets, which ensure limited chances of contamination and assurances of exact dosage. The thing that you need to keep in mind, if children don't receive these kind of nutrients by the age of 5, many of the effects are irreversible. Like once they start getting nutrients again, even after the age of 5, there are effects of the fact that they didn't get their correct nutrients at a very young age to help them grow and thrive. Some of these things are blindness, underdeveloped organs, stunted growth, and even death. So these packets are focused on preventing malnutrition in pregnant women and children under the age of 5. This packet, this micronutrient, can be easily mixed in any food or drink. So it's super easy to use. But on a daily basis, if this child under the age, you know, from infancy to 5 years of age, even pregnant women, if they are getting these essential vitamins and minerals they need in their bodies very young, these kind of things that I just mentioned that could happen to them won't happen. So we are trying to reverse the effects of malnutrition. And a lot of kids in these worlds, more than you know, and you know, it even happens, it can even happen here in the States, but we do have access to those micronutrients. We do have access to vitamins and minerals in most of our food. So even if kids here in the States are getting food, maybe not as much as they should get, they are still getting some of this stuff. But these really impoverished countries and poor countries, these third world countries, don't have the access to that kind of thing. And they're not getting much, you know, they might get rice or forage or wheat or, you know, something that's a very carbohydrate-based food, but they're not really getting the nutrients and minerals that they need. So the great thing about this product, it will supply 30 days for a child. It's for $20. So for $20, you buy a one-month supply for a child. And the thing that's really important about this, we encourage monthly giving because it does keep that child on that micronutrient. It's not good for them to go a few months, you know, maybe 3 months on this micronutrient and then go off of it because then it's not doing any good for the child. So I want to encourage you, if you're listening, please make a monthly donation of at least $20 so that a child is on this micronutrient the whole time. So that is really, really key and very important. The next thing I want to talk about are nets. These are mosquito nets. Just so you know, there are over 200 million cases of malaria reported every year. That is a staggering number. The effects of this malaria on our planet are devastating. I mean, it's an endemic in 106 nations and jeopardizes more than half the world's population. So we have these nets. They're long-lasting insecticide-treated nets, but it does provide a physical barrier for insect control and keeps the mosquitoes off of people. You can actually purchase 4 nets for $50, and we will send them out to a family in need. Michael mentioned the Zika virus. I don't know, I'm sure a lot of you are seeing it in the news right now. It is a terrible, terrible disease. It affects babies. And I don't know if you guys have seen pictures, but their heads are way smaller than their bodies. They're having brain issues, brain problems, developing And it is really a bad, it's a very bad disease. And it's actually, it's moving throughout our world more than people realize. Here in Hawaii, we've had a couple of Zika cases. It hasn't been from a mosquito that was here. It was something from someone who had been in another country, got it, brought it here. And being on an island here in Hawaii, it's critical we don't get it here. It's critical that these mosquitoes don't get this and start biting us and everybody start getting, you know, the effects of Zika. So so the nets are extremely important, very, very important to protect people from these kind of diseases. So for $50, you can actually purchase 4 nets, and we will send them to a family in need. And then I'm going to let you, Michael, talk about the water purification system and how important clean drinking water is.
Okay. I'd be glad to. As I mentioned earlier, every 21 seconds a child dies of a water-related issue. And usually, most cases, not most, but many, many cases, it's they die of diarrhea. They just get, their bodies are contaminated and they get dehydrated. And our water purification system is based on the dialysis technique and is about the size, actually smaller than a soda can, and can provide up to 150 gallons of 99% pure drinking water every day. So this can actually not only impact a child, but a family or even a few families at 150 gallons a day. And it's an amazing product, easy to transport and easy to send. And we work with some distributors, some wonderful distributors, like Filter of Hope. And I shouldn't say we, I should say in our affiliates of World Impact Solutions. But World Impact Solutions will make sure these water filtration systems get into the hands, and they have, of families in Uganda and Vietnam, Thailand, and with other countries asking for them. I think I know that we'll be sending more of the water purification systems out as well. So I think that's it's a great product. You actually have one of those, I know, Sandy, and
yeah.
Have actually I think you'll
Do you have that video
on your website?
I have it. I do have it up on my YouTube account, but I do have it, and I will post it again. It's amazing. When I actually first did it, and the water, I mean, I literally went out in my yard and got the dirtiest, muddiest water you could ever find, and mixed just an extremely bad concoction that I would never even put my mouth to. But I did that, and then I used the filter, and the water ran through, and it was absolutely crystal clear. And I was floored by this technology and just how amazing it is, because in these countries, people don't have access to clean water in their villages. The water there is extremely dirty. You know, animals pee in it, use the bathroom in it. People are washing their clothes in it, and who knows what else, but it's extremely unhealthy to drink. And when these people have, that's the only access they have, and they're thirsty, they're drinking it. And like Michael said, it starts causing all kinds of problems, and it seriously will cause death over a period of time. So, so that's really, really critical with the clean water. The cool thing about these filters, if they had one, they wouldn't have to travel long ways. And some people travel 5 miles each way to go get water to the closest, cleanest watering hole they can find. And a lot of times that's not very clean. But they travel, these children travel and go get water for their families, which is, for me, I can't even wrap my brain around that. But they do, the children go and get the water for their families. And a lot of times what's happening on the way or on the way back, they're kidnapped or assaulted or put into a sex trafficking trade, never to be seen again by their families. But they're very in a vulnerable situation when they're going to get the water, where they could really fall into some really bad situations. And with the filter, they would just easily be able to go into the closest watering hole, even though it's dirty, into their village, you know, get that water, put it through that filter, and have clean water and not have to travel. So think about it. It protects them from the sex trafficking trade. It protects them from being assaulted. It protects them from being murdered. It really does. It protects the children. So this water system not only gives you clean water and transforms families and communities and villages, but it also protects these children from harm. So I want you to really think about that. When I really saw the water filter in action, I started thinking about that, and I thought, wow, we are putting something very powerful in their hands to help protect these kids who are most vulnerable to these kind of things that are going on around the world. So just want to encourage you to check out the water filter. Now, the water filter, the cost of the water filter is $75. It does provide 150 gallons of water a day. So that's a lot of water through a little filter. The filter is smaller than a soda can. So it's very small, but it's very impactful. But $75 provides 150 gallons a day for a family and will last up to a year. So $75 is not much compared to how much clean water you get out of this device. So I want to encourage you, definitely go check out. You can go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. Just click on World Impact Solutions on my page there, and you're going to see all the information there about the different products that we are providing for these families around the world. Michael, I want you to talk about the matching program with the Micronutrient Power Packs, because this is really, really key. They are really giving us a lot more in our hands to make a greater impact with these micronutrients.
Exactly. Sandy, first of all, and a great explanation on the water filters. And what are you've got, folks, if you're listening today or the ones on, all three of these are so tied together that if a child, these children are dying by literally every 5 seconds, and they're kind of tied together. If you get a child a micronutrient and get him on a micronutrient, and yet they're drinking dirty water, they almost it counteracts, or it doesn't affect, because they get diarrhea and the micronutrients, and same thing with malaria. The children are dying of malaria at an early age. If you or I, Sandy, got malaria, we're adults and healthy, and we could probably survive, but a child that is malnourished and drinking impure water gets malaria, they don't have the immune system. So, but Mike, to what Sandy was referring to, PAC Solutions has a campaign right now that is really, really great. And it's called the matching, 100% matching program. If you go onto Sandy's website and purchase a micronutrient supply, a child supply, you can purchase for one child or up to 10 children for an entire year. And provide, say you just provide a micronutrients for one child for an entire year, World Impact Solution is going to match that and double your impact to two children for an entire year. If you purchase the micronutrient packs for 10 children, you can do two, you can do more, up to 10, and then you can do more than that, you could do 20, and they will match that and provide, if you did bought 20, or supply 20 children with enough micronutrients for an entire year, they would match that, and that would become 40. 10 becomes 20. 1 becomes 2. So you can double your impact right now with World Impact Solutions. So many children, as I mentioned earlier, just in Ethiopia with the drought, but all over Africa, the number of malnourished children is just skyrocketing right now for a lot of reasons, but some of it's turmoil, political turmoil, all kinds of turmoil in that part of the country, mm-hmm. or world. Yeah. So the matching pack is just really neat, and they are willing to match what we market. So I encourage you to go. You can go to Sandy's website, go in and then hit on the World Impact Solutions tab, and then go into the products tab and look at and start in reading more details of just what we described, and then scroll down to the Micronutrient Power Packs 100% matching program. Amazing opportunity to literally impact just dozens and dozens and hundreds, if not thousands, of children in the world. And that's what Sandy and I are dedicated to doing, so is marketing these products and selling these products. So did that kind of... I kind of went overboard there on that, but
that was really, really good. For those that are listening, you might be asking the question of, well, how do you know that these products are getting in the hands of these family members? We have amazing distribution partners in place. The first one is the Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition. They're actually located in like 80 countries, but they're really large organization, and basically they are working with us. They're the boots on the ground there, letting us know what the needs are, and then we are answering those needs based on how many products we sell. So it's up to us to sell the product to people like you who are listening so that we can get it in the hands of these organizations, especially like GAIN. These organizations that need these products, all of our products have been approved to go into every country around the world. We are not barred from anywhere. So they believe in what we're doing. They believe in our products. They trust our products. And we are working hand in hand with them to help them get these things in the hands of the family members that need them. So it comes down to us. It comes down to us saying yes, that we will help, that we will give. It doesn't take very much. For as little as $20, you can actually save the life of a child with these micronutrients. And the micronutrients are really so important. So it is up to us to say yes. Another organization is Matania's Hope. We've actually distributed micronutrients to Matania's Hope in Kenya. And we have actually delivered 360,000 sachets to children in Kenya. So they're going to need more. So we're going to need to make sure that we're continuing selling these micronutrients because they're not going to last forever. They're going through these like crazy. There's a lot of children to be, you know, to take care of. So Matania's Hope is another one that we are working with. Hunger Relief International is another one. And then Filter of Hope, Arise Africa, and there's a few more. When you go to the website, World Impact Solutions, just go to Distribution Partners, that page there under Distributors. You're going to learn more about each individual organization that we're working with. These are our co-venture partners that are helping us get these life-saving products on the ground in the hands of these family members that need them. So definitely check that out. So we are very plugged in to these organizations. They are trustworthy. I'm really excited because we are a new company. There is going to be some, I'm sure, some more media press and videos and things that are going to come out where we are going to be distributing these products to these areas. And you're going to be able to see where your money's going, what your money's doing, and how it is making a difference in the lives of these families. So if you have any questions or concerns or any information more you want to know about, I want to encourage you, you can call me. I'm going to give you my cell number. It's 808-269-7923. You can even talk to Michael, too. We'll do a three-way call with you and give you any more information you need. The thing I love about this, we can work with nonprofit organizations. We can work with churches. Since we're affiliate marketers, we can work with anybody out there. So if you have a fundraising need like I do, you know, I'm going to Ethiopia. I'm raising funds to go, and I can sell these products and raise funds at the same time and save lives at the same time. I know summer is coming. There's a lot of churches out there that are setting up mission trips for their youth groups and things of that nature, or schools or whatever. We want to talk to you about helping you raise money for your cause and also save the lives of children at the same time. It's a win-win situation. To me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you can raise money for your cause and save the lives of children at the same time, why wouldn't you? So I want to encourage you to please contact us. You can also find me I'm all over social media. I have an Instagram account, Sandy C. Maui. I also am on Twitter at Sandy C. Maui. And I'm also, I have a Facebook page called Catch the Wave and Save a Life. So even if you just Googled Sandy C. Maui, you would find me everywhere. So I'm very easy to find and very easy to contact. For those of you who are listening, please replay the show if you've not been able to listen to the whole thing. Or for those of you that are replaying the recording, please feel free to give me a call if you have any questions. Make sure to check out my website at catchthewavehawaii.com, and you can find out more information there. We've got about 9 minutes left on the show. Michael, I'm going to let you just talk a little bit, and then we'll close out. I do have a scripture I want to share that God really laid on my heart, so I'm going to close out with that today on the show, and I'll just let you put in any last words for this, for this next minute or so.
Okay, thanks. I'll just take about a minute, 90 seconds. Sandy, I'd like to just piggyback what you said about organizations and benefiting as well, because I've had some conversations already with some great organizations, and I thought of Ingrid after we watched her share. If you're on the call, your organization is a great example in terms of you're a nonprofit and need to raise funds, but any World Impact Solutions is designed. You can find out so much more information on the website, help earn extra revenue for a church, for civic missions projects, working with missions groups, going to taking kids to missions, local cause, local cheerleading team needs new uniforms. Anything, we can put together a program to help raise funds for your organization. And so that is a great, great tool in these times that nonprofits are struggling. Those nonprofits or distributors that Sandy mentioned, they are nonprofits, and they struggle to raise funds, whether it be GAIN, the Worldwide Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition, or Matanya's Hope in Kenya, constantly raising funds. World Impact Solution gives them these products. They gave Matanya's Hope 365,000 micronutrient packs so that she can feed 1,200 students a day in I don't know how many schools, I think 4 or 5 schools in Kenya. So these kids are getting these micronutrients. So, but she's a nonprofit, and so we gave this. She didn't have to go buy them. We gave them to them. The business model of this company, World Impact Solution, and the heart of the founders of the company and how they've put the infrastructure together and the credibility of making sure point-to-point distribution, you can see it. If you buy a micronutrient pack, you can see the child's, not literally the child that you bought it for, but a child in Kenya, say, for instance, that's putting that pack in a mug of porridge. So it's a great organization. You're going to learn more and more about it as we continue the Monday show, but I appreciate you having me on today. I'm anxious to have some of those people like Ingrid and Trent and Carmen Post and Caleb David guest on this show on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've got Gilbert, a gentleman that's from Uganda. We're going to have some great guests on Mondays, and you're going to learn more about this issue of child mortality in the world. But I know you want to finish up the show, so I'll just sign off here. Sandy, thanks again from Texas.
Yes,
and God
thank
bless you.
You.
And let's go make an impact in the world here today. God bless you, Sandy.
Yes, thank you. Well, I wanted to close out with this one scripture from Proverbs 31, and it really spoke to me. And ever since I kind of started on this journey, you know, God's given us a voice. We all have a voice. Every one of us has been given a voice to speak up. And I really felt like God just gave me the mission to speak up for these children who do not have a voice, for those who cannot speak up for themselves, cannot defend themselves. As Trent and Carmen have a mission called Make Your Mark. These children by what they're doing. And that is a ministry that we're going to talk about in the next week or so, because they're making an amazing impact on these children's lives. But we have a voice to speak up. And God has given each one of us gifts to use, and you have a gift to use, whether it's your time, your resources, all of us have been given something to use to advance the kingdom of God, to show the love of Christ through our actions and through our gifts. So this scripture in Proverbs 31 really spoke to me. It's 31, Proverbs 31, and it's Proverbs 31:8, and it says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy." These children have a right to live, just like you and I do. They have a right to breathe. They have a right to thrive. We have been seeing more sad stories coming out of the news because of what's happening with the refugees that are literally being pushed out of their homes because they're running for their lives. Over the next couple of years, we're going to see even more of this, where this is going to be it's already a dire situation. But we have to speak up for these people because they don't have a voice and they are very vulnerable and they're dying. And they have a right to live just like you and I. I've been extremely blessed. I live here in Hawaii. God has given me so much. But God has given me gifts to use. And I believe the message of catch the wave and save a life is the message that he's given me to really share with the world of how you can make a difference and how you can be the change that you want to see in the world. And we all can be the change. But we have to say yes, that we will get involved in some way, in some form, where we can actually reach out and help someone who is poor and needy, who is in a very vulnerable state, who doesn't even know where their next meal is going to come from, who doesn't even know if they're going to have clean water that day, who doesn't even know if they're going to live that day. You know, so there are children out there wondering every single day, am I going to make it through today? And I want you to be inspired and to be encouraged to step up and go, you know what, I'm going to be a voice for that one who doesn't have one. I'm going to defend the right of the poor and needy. I'm going to give that child a right to live, and I'm going to purchase one of these life-saving products, and I'm going to make a difference today. It's very, very small gift of $20. It's not much. Even $50 for Fournette and even $75 for a water filter. That's not a lot of money when you think about it in the grand scheme of things of how these products are going to make a difference in the life of someone who is going to have a shot at life and have a shot to thrive and live their lives fully of the God-given potential that God has given them, and to make a difference in their own communities and in their own world. So this is a ripple effect all the way across the board. Your action to say yes and what you do is going to create a ripple effect that's going to go across the world and actually impact the lives of these people that are sitting around just waiting for someone to say yes. So I want to encourage you, go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com, read my story, find out how you can get involved, go to my World Impact Solutions website page there and check that out and do something. All it takes is just a few minutes of your time to fill out a little form and go, yeah, you know what? I'm going to purchase one of these. So, and I'm going to save a life. So I want to encourage you. I hope this show has inspired you. We are going to be back on the air next Monday, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time right here. I will be promoting it through social media throughout the week. Please get involved. We cannot do this by ourselves. Michael and I cannot do this on our own. It's going to take every single person to get involved so that we can truly, truly impact the world and change the lives of these people forever. So I want to encourage you to do that. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week. Michael, thank you so much for being on board with me today. Very excited about where this is going and what we are going to be doing. And we will see you next week. Make sure to go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. And for those who are listening, thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. I look forward to sharing this journey with you of my journey to Ethiopia and all the things that are going to happen in the next few months. Anyway, thank you so much again, and aloha.
Aloha.